morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about the latest coronavirus updates, the new missing persons specialist for Montana, and Kalispell Regional Healthcare's phased reopening plan. It's Thursday, April 30th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl.
With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. Governor Steve Bullock announced yesterday Montana is setting a goal to eventually run 60,000 COVID-19 tests a month.
Testing and contact tracing are really important for public health officials watching how COVID-19 might spread as the state takes steps toward reopening. And cases of the illness caused by the novel coronavirus are expected to rise with reopening.
Corin, how does that 60,000 goal compare to the number of tests the state has been able to run since all of this started a month and a half ago?
The state has confirmed that at least 13,500 tests have been run in Montana. Here's how Bullock put it during a press conference yesterday.
With enhanced surveillance, our goal is to take a sample of the representative population in certain communities to get an estimate of what could be happening with the virus.
Bullock didn't give a timeline yesterday, but he did say that as the state starts ramping up testing, it's going to focus on a few areas, starting with anyone who has symptoms.
Previously, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention listed symptoms as a fever, cough, and shortness of breath.
Right, and earlier this week, the CDC expanded that list to include chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and recent loss of taste or smell. And Bullock is saying if anyone has any one or more of those symptoms, they should get tested.
The governor says the state is also focusing on long-term care facilities and the elderly.
Beginning next week, we will begin testing all residents that are willing and all employees in our nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
Tribal communities and urban Indian health centers are also of particular concern.
The long vision here is to be able to do surveillance testing. This is when providers would be able to test a representative sample of Montana's population to better understand if and how the virus is present in a community. Montana's community health centers would oversee this for frontline healthcare workers and the general population. Bullock again said this is a ways off, and the best way to keep the virus contained is to continue social distancing, frequent hand washing, wearing a mask in public, what we've been doing for the past month.
Corin, you said the state lab has run less than 14,000 tests since COVID-19 first showed up in Montana about 6 weeks ago. Does Montana have what it needs to administer 60,000 tests in a single month?
So Bullock said yesterday that FEMA sent 5,000 swabs last week and another 10,000 arrived Tuesday. A private vendor sent 3,000 last week, and the state is expecting another 7,000 from FEMA later this week. So quick math there, that's just 25,000 swabs on top of what the state and local officials might have in their stockpiles already. And a reminder that to meet the testing goal, you'd also need enough staff with protective equipment like medical grade masks to give out those tests.
You've been hearing a lot about antibody testing. This is a blood test that shows if you've been exposed to the coronavirus. And the idea behind it is if you've been exposed, you might have developed some immunity to it, so employers could test their employees and then let people with the antibody come back to work.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration has signed off on a few antibody tests. Many more are on the market without FDA review, and there's still a lot of questions about using antibody testing. Greg Holzman is the chief medical officer for the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services. He mentioned antibody testing yesterday afternoon during a press conference. He supports the concept, but is iffy on how useful the available tests are at this point.
We feel more comfortable once we know that there's an antibody testing that's out there that doesn't have cross-reactivity, meaning it does not is not getting false readings, so we can feel more confident about the results. And two, we're still learning more about what kind of immunity somebody may or may not have after being infected by the virus.
Officials have described this as a balancing act between public health and economic interests. Montana's general stay-at-home order lifted Sunday. Many retail businesses could start opening their doors under new guidelines Monday. Over the last few days, we're seeing more of the healthcare industry get back online.
Right. So Billings Clinic, for example, this week started increasing in-person clinic visits. Everyone who goes onto their clinic campus does need to wear a mask, and patients are being screened for fever and respiratory symptoms before they can enter. And Billings Clinic is also planning to kind of phase in elective surgical procedures starting next Monday. Those have been suspended since last month.
Kalispell Regional is starting to move in that direction of reopening, too. You might remember Kalispell Regional furloughed about 600 employees earlier this month. At the time, KRH predicted it would lose $16 million a month for canceled elective procedures if it didn't furlough staff. In its statewide unemployment data, the Montana Department of Labor lists education and health services industry workers as making up 14% of new unemployment claims last week. We'll be keeping an eye on those unemployment numbers as the phased reopening continues. Labor data show that the state may have reached its peak in new claims being filed, but the number of people filing to continue those claims is still going up.
Two very different type of surges for us to follow.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Corin.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock has set a goal for the state to conduct 60,000 COVID-19 tests per month, though sourcing materials needed to conduct the test remains a challenge. Bullock says starting next week, the state will begin testing all willing residents and employees at nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The governor says the state will also increase testing in tribal communities.
With enhanced surveillance, our goal is to take a sample of the representative population in certain communities to get an estimate of what could be happening with the virus.
Bullock says the state received 18,000 swabs from FEMA and a private vendor since last week. An additional 7,000 swabs from FEMA are expected later this week. There is no timeline for Montana to reach the 60,000 test mark. Bullock says Montana will get there as soon as it can. To date, the state public health lab is aware of less than 14,000 tests administered on Montana residents. The Montana Department of Justice announced yesterday it's hired a new missing persons specialist. Kay Erickson reports.
Brian Frost says education will be a focus for him as he takes over this position. The missing persons specialist was created by the 2019 legislature as part of HANA's Act to work closely with local, state, federal, and tribal governments and families on missing persons cases. Frost says it's especially important to educate families about when to report someone missing.
One of the positions is outreach, or the goals of this position is outreach to kind of shoot down those myths and say, wait a minute, there is no minimum or maximum waiting period for someone. You can report your loved one missing right away to law enforcement.
He also wants to educate loved ones on what kind of questions law enforcement will ask.
I mean, these are traumatizing events. It's not pleasant for anybody. But at least if you have some heads up about what questions you might be asked or what information law enforcement is looking for, that would really be beneficial.
Frost says it's all about communications, talking to loved ones of missing persons and law enforcement, and bridging the gap in communication that sometimes occurs. Frost has worked for DOJ for more than 10 years. Last year, he taught at the Missing Persons Training Summit and has presented at task force meetings. He replaces Misty LaPlante, who resigned earlier this year for personal reasons. I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Three men filed lawsuits against the Montana Council of the Boy Scouts of America and two sponsoring agencies, alleging they suffered sexual abuse at scouting camps decades ago. The suits filed yesterday in district court in Great Falls are allowed under a 2019 Montana law that extended the time people can sue entities that should have known about child sexual abuse and allegedly failed to prevent it. The men told the Associated Press they filed the cases in part after they heard about sexual abuse claims being made against the Boy Scouts of America, which filed for bankruptcy protection in February to consolidate nearly 300 lawsuits and other expected claims. Yellowstone National Park's largest concessioner has announced it will not begin operations until June 15th because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Cody Enterprise reported Zantara Travel Collection says lodging and service operations will be limited when the company reopens in the park, which is currently closed to the public. Zantara operates 9 hotels and more than 830 buildings and 30 food service facilities and tour operations. A Zantara A media representative says initial lodging operations in the park will be limited to cabins with private bathrooms. Food services, gift shops, tours, and activities will also be limited. Some hospitals and medical facilities in Montana are beginning to again provide elective surgeries and procedures. Kalispell Regional Healthcare started its phased approach to providing in-person services Monday. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
KRH is starting with in-person medical services, not requiring anesthesia, at various locations. In a press release, KRH says while certain diagnostic imaging and testing services will be available, patients and staff will receive health and travel screenings at the door. All staff, patients, and visitors will also be required to wear masks, and waiting rooms will be modified to accommodate social distancing. KRH says it will slowly ramp up services at different facilities as it rolls out additional phases of its plan, and it's ready to scale back services if necessary. This follows KRH's announcement earlier this month that it planned to furlough roughly 600 employees. KRH predicted that without the furloughs, it would lose about $16 million per month from canceled elective services. The Montana Hospital Association now recommends the starting back up of elective procedures after calling for them to be canceled in late March as concerns grew over a potential spike of COVID-19 cases. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Earlier this week, Bozeman Health and Billings Clinic also announced phased reopening plans. And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.